Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, Blessed Are the Peacemakers. God is the ultimate peacemaker. God the Father is said to be the God of peace in Hebrews 13:20. Jesus is called the Prince of Peace in Isaiah 9:6. Ephesians 2:14 says of Jesus, He Himself is our peace. The fruit of the Spirit includes peace, as seen in Galatians 5:22. Thus, family likeness is seen in God's children seeking to be peacemakers. Hence, they are to be called sons of God. This is godlike, and therefore indicative of those who are truly His children. Jesus says, Matthew 5:9, Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Peacemakers are not compromisers. Rather, they seek reconciliation and peace as a top priority without compromising God's truth. We desire that people be brought into a peace relationship with God through repentance and faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1, Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We as God's children should seek to get along with everyone, if at all possible, as much as it depends on us. We can't help what other people do, but as far as our part, we want to be peacemakers. Proverbs 16:7, When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Romans 12:18, If it is possible, and it's not always, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Hebrews 12:14, Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. James 3:17 and 18, But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. D.A. Carson says, quote, This beatitude, that is Matthew 5:9, must have been shocking to zealots when Jesus preached it, when political passions were inflamed, instead of delighting in division, bitterness, strife, or some petty divide and conquer mentality, disciples of Jesus delight to make peace wherever possible. End of quote. We are to be peacemakers, but that does not mean we seek peace at all costs. Sometimes God's people don't consider the whole counsel of God or the context of what is being said. To misapply being a peacemaker in some context amounts to flagrant compromise. For example, to continue to let a divisive person have their way in the name of peace is wrong. Titus 3:10 says to reject a divisive man after the first and second admonition. The word divisive is the Greek word hieraterikos, which the Authorized Version translates as heretic. However, in view here is not so much bad theology as it is bad character. Yes, bad theology must not be tolerated, but neither can bad character, which is represented in bad behavior. Proverbs 6:16-19 names seven things which are an abomination to the Lord, concluding with, quote, one who sows discord among brethren. A divisive person's actions are not to be tolerated. You must not say, well, in the name of peace, we must just tolerate it. No! Such a person must be rejected because, as Titus 3:11 goes on to say, they are warped and sinning. Charles Spurgeon was involved in what is called the downgrade controversy, in which he accused the Baptist Union, of which he was a member, of compromising in terms of fellowship with those not faithfully holding to the faith. The union proceeded to censure Spurgeon, even including his own brother. Spurgeon broke from the union, and to the charge that fellowship, being a peacemaker, was to trump all, he responded that the wisdom from above is first pure, then peaceable. Exactly. And this to say, yes, we seek to be peacemakers if at all possible. This is godlike. But that is different than saying we seek peace at all costs. We must ever be peacemakers in keeping with the whole counsel of God. We want to get along if at all possible, but not at the expense of God's word. Not when it requires compromise. Sometimes in the name of tough love, we must take a stand and say, that cannot be tolerated. Compromising in the name of peace that goes along with error is wrong. Yet, even in taking strong stands, we must always do so with the right spirit. Blessed are the peacemakers who seek peace in keeping with truth. This reflects the whole counsel of God. Matthew 5:8, pure in heart, cannot be divorced from Matthew 5:9, peacemakers. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.